USA Radio News with John Hunt.
News conference this afternoon, State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about the fact that the United States and NATO still has not put up a no-fly zone over Ukraine, and was asked, what have they done to actually help the Ukraine?
In recent weeks alone, we've spoken of some $550 million worth of security assistance. Those deliveries are continuing just about every day. Anti-armor, anti-tank, anti-aircraft, small arms, munitions, precisely what our colleagues at the Department of Defense have determined that our Ukrainian partners most need.
Federal prosecutors investigating former White House advisor Steve Bannon have admitted they captured records of other people by mistake with the same name as Bannon's lawyer. Bannon's trial for contempt of Congress is scheduled to begin July 18th, though attorneys representing former President Donald Trump's chief strategist are trying to have the charges thrown out. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Police believe they've caught the killer of homeless people in New York and D.C.
A homeless killer suspect has been arrested in D.C. Police early Tuesday morning arrested the person they say is responsible for a series of shootings against people experiencing homelessness in New York City and D.C. This was just hours after Mayor Bowser teamed up with New York City Mayor Adams to apprehend the suspect. Ballistics from the shootings has tied the cases together. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senators Joe Manchin and Susan Collins will oppose Sarah Bloom Raskin's nomination to the Federal Reserve's top job, overseeing banks and all but killing her already stalled bid to win confirmation. Raskin's nomination has been stuck in the Senate Banking Committee amid a GOP boycott of committee votes on her nomination, effectively blocking her confirmation to advancing to the Senate floor. Now, even if her nomination is able to get out of committee, Raskin would need at least one Republican to support her to be confirmed as the vice chair for supervision. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. The Idaho legislature gave approval to a bill that would ban abortion after just 6 weeks and allow the father, sibling, grandparent, aunt, or uncle of the fetus to bring legal action against the medical professional who performed the abortion. Idaho's GOP-controlled House passed the Fetal Heartbeat Preborn Child Protection Act 51-14. The bill, which passed in the state Senate earlier this month, now moves to Republican Governor Brad Little's desk for his signature. A new poll finds that most Americans are feeling a little more confident dealing with the waning COVID-19 pandemic as the restrictions end nationwide. An Axios poll found that 64% are in favor of lifting pandemic restrictions as the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths drop. But 3 in 4 say they would go back to wearing a mask if a new variant broke out where they live. About a third of Americans, 32%, say they've already returned to pre-COVID routines, with another 23% expecting they will return to normal within the next 6 months. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.